Nobody's leaving Tornado Field here this evening. Tornado Stadium celebrating a 9-0 regular season, 35-28 final score victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Let's begin the postgame with the recap as Kevin Ziabong intercepted his first pass of the game, which gave us the ball at the 38 of SBL. 6 plays later, Lamar Mulgay, 9-yard touchdown run. He then kicked the point after, and we led 7-0 with just under 7 to go in the first quarter. And that's the way the score stayed until late in the second period when Josh Wurge would spring a 36-yard touchdown run, 4 plays, 65 yards, 53 seconds. Point after made it 14-0 with 2:06 left to go in the half. We're up 2 touchdowns, but then to SBL's credit, they scored twice. Zach Schultz, a 4-yard touchdown run, capping a 3-play, 68-yard drive in 37 seconds. 14-7 the score. They then forced a 3-and-out, got the ball back with 36 seconds left, and 4 plays, 65 yards later in 34 seconds, Chris Kroll, 25-yard touchdown pass to Connor Groves, and it was 14-all at halftime. And then Storm Lake did nothing in the third quarter. No first downs, nothing. Turned the ball over twice. SBL Schultz would score a touchdown from 6 yards out, capping an 11-play, 49-yard drive in 4:20. Gave them their first lead, 21-14, with just under 6 to go in the third quarter. And then after another DeMar's pick, Schultz would score from 5 yards out, capping a 6-play, 35-yard drive in 2:30. And SBL led 28-14 with 10:18 to go. And I'll rewind the audio tape. Scott Randall, I said at that time, we got to stay positive. We got some big play kids. I'm not going to take any credit, but you got to believe. And we scored 21 points in a 7-minute span. And it was aided by two big Sergeant Bluff Luton turnovers. Ziabong's second pick gave us the ball at our own 48. Took only 2 plays. We finally got the ball to Parker Lang on a pass for, it was down to the 15-yard line. It covered 37 yards. And then the next play, Wurge would take it in from 15 yards out. 2 plays, 52 yards, 22 seconds. Point after by Mulgay made it 28-21. And then on the next play from scrimmage, SBL fumbled. We recover. 4 plays, 21 yards later, and 1 minute, 21 seconds on 4th down and 3 on an end-around, a gadget play. Parker Lang, a 14-yard touchdown run. Point after by Mulgay tied the game at 28. We still had 6:49 to go. SBL then picked up a couple of first downs on their next drive, but they stalled at the Storm Lake 30-yard line. We got the ball back with 2:24 to go. We ran it once for 5 yards to Wurge, and then faked the handoff to Wurge on second down, found him all by himself on the near sideline. He sprinted probably 60 yards of the 65-yard touchdown run. 2 plays, 70 yards, 36 seconds. We took the lead at 35-28 with 1:43 to go in the fourth quarter. That proves to be the final, and Kevin Ziabong capped it off with his third pick of the game. Now we're going to get coach up here, some players as well. We'll have Scott Randall share some stats. What a ball game tonight. Let's hear some numbers, Scott, before. Well, Rudy's on his way up here with Michael DeMars and everybody.
Okay, so we want to hold off on stats.
Yeah, let's hold off on stats.
All right, we'll get positioned here.
Yeah, I just might step outside, and that way not all these guys have to come in here. And 35-28, Storm Lake a win. 9-0 on the season, as the green and white will play at home next Friday night in the first round of the playoffs. We are live on the air on 92.9 KKIA the Moose. What a comeback, head coach Rudy Week. How do you even begin to describe this football game here tonight?
Frustrating and exciting. You know, Sergeant Bluff is a good football team, and they showed us that tonight. I think they were the better football team tonight. I thought they outplayed us. I think we're fortunate to get out of here with a win.
Well, the second half was difficult, especially the third quarter, maybe even a large part of that second quarter, you might say, too. But when your team needed plays, give them credit. You did just that, did enough to get the win.
Absolutely. After they scored they're to go up 14, we brought them in and talked to them and just said, okay, here's the deal, fellas. We're going to win this game. And they had to believe that. If they didn't believe it, then that wouldn't have happened. And I appreciate their buy-in. They've been a great group of guys all year long, and it's really just amazing, you know, the kind of things that we're capable of when we've got guys that really buy in and believe.
Okay, we are live on the radio. Watch what you say. What did the officials tell you on what I thought was a fumble before they scored that touchdown to go up 14?
You know, it didn't go our way. He said that he meant to say it was second down, not to say it was our ball.
Okay.
You know, stuff happens. It didn't go our way. We shouldn't have been in that position anyway. And I was glad that we were able to battle back from that adversity.
Coach, what can you say about this football team? So many firsts this year. Most importantly, a home game next week in the postseason. What do you have to say about the 2016 version of Storm Lake football?
I'm having so much fun this year. The fact that we're down and it's looking like the game's not going to go our way, and I don't have to be the cheerleader because I can just go to a couple key guys on the team and say, here's the deal, we need some positivity and we need them to see it from you. And they go, I got you, coach. And all of a sudden, everybody on the sidelines is cheering, and they're really genuinely believing, okay, there must be some good stuff going on. They're amazing football players, as you can see every Friday night, but they're also just amazing people.
Coach, I'm going to let you go because for a long time, nobody wanted to leave this place. So I'll let you go, and we'll talk later.
Hey, thanks.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you later, too, tonight. Let's get Michael DeMars on headset right now and get some more Tornado football players up here as the green and white win by the final score of 35-28. And Michael DeMars, tell me about the game-winning touchdown pass. What was the play call when you found Josh all by his lonesome?
Yeah, we ran that play a lot, but we ran boot right, and then he just kept going, and I knew he was going to be wide open. And so once I saw him, I was like, I'm not going to overthrow him. So I threw him a little short, and he got in. He did the rest.
When you see him that wide open, yeah, it probably makes it a little more difficult of a throw.
Oh, yeah, it's... You just don't want to mess it up, so you just leave it short and have him get in, then he makes the rest. So.
You've been playing quarterback 3 years. This has to be so special to you, man.
Oh, it's just amazing. The first 2 years I was, it's a little struggling. And then everybody was in the weight room this summer. We all were working hard, and it's just amazing, just so amazing.
Unbelievable. And how about getting the ball to Parker Lang also for a big strike down the center of the football field?
Oh, yeah, that was a good call. They both bit for Lamar, and Parker was wide open, so I hit him, and he made it happen.
Well, let's make it happen next Friday night. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Michael DeMars here in the post game. Let's get Josh Wirch now on. And, hey, feel free to get some more guys up here, too, if you would, Michael. We're going to set some stuff down and talk to these Storm Lake football players. So I don't know. Josh Wirch, are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my goodness. What a comeback by you guys. You realize you scored 21 points in a seven-minute stretch?
I wasn't even looking at the clock. All I know is we had a ton of time. 7 minutes is a lot of time. That's like an extra quarter right there.
Well, how good was Sergeant Bluff Lute? Now, I want to talk about the Warriors because they really bottled us up for quite a while.
Yeah, they're a really good team, man. They're unbelievable team. The coaching staff is great. They was calling their bullying kind of the left side a little bit, but our defense just came out with it. Yeah, got it done.
Got it done, and just enough offensively too. Josh, congratulations. Another great game. Couple rushing touchdowns, one receiving. Go get them next Friday night.
Yeah, we got this.
Josh Wirch here, senior on this Storm Lake Tornado football team. Let's give Parker Lang. We got Kevin Ziavong. We have Alfredo Ramirez. Hey, do me a favor, Josh. Get Braden Hoops, Kevin Duque up here. We got to talk about those linebackers. Parker Lang, you know, maybe some of the highlight reel footage, the 23 yards per catch. But I think what goes unnoticed sometimes is your defense. You're third on the team in tackling. What a great season. I mean, this is unbelievable. What a fantastic finish.
That was one of the most emotional games I've ever played in my life, being at football, basketball, any track season I've ever been in. This crowd is what makes Storm Lake football. This is the most amazing thing I've ever played for in my life.
My goodness. Thanks for the crowd, too. A great shout-out here from a senior, Parker Lang. This is so awesome. How do you guys come down from this and try and get back on track?
Well,
Coach gives you 24 hours, right?
We got 24 hours, but it's not even that. We're going to be watching film tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the playoff game. Yeah, we're having pizza.
Yeah.
10 a.m., so we don't even get 24 hours. It's too serious for that.
Well, the Iowa High School Sports Network has their own show now, their big production. We find out tomorrow at 10. So, Parker, go soak it up. Enjoy. Great game,
man.
Good
game. Thanks, Chris.
All right, you're welcome. Alfredo Ramirez up here now. We've talked to Freddie few weeks ago after a big win. Alfredo, congratulations. What does this mean to you?
It means so much to us, to the whole community. Was first district championship.
Unreal. District title, 9-win season has never happened before in the playoffs next week. Parker mentioned the fans. You mentioned the community. How many green lights have you seen lighting up this town this week?
Everywhere I go. I work in the mornings. I see green lights. It feels amazing.
Yeah. You got to work in the morning, work out in the afternoon, and play football. Congratulations, Alfredo.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming on up here. Let's get Kevin Ziavong right now. This young man, Kevin Ziavong, with 3 interceptions in tonight's football game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about the last pick. Okay, what were you seeing as we're hanging on to a 7-point lead? Describe for Storm Lake football fans that last play.
Well, that last play is on the coaching, them coaching me to be in the right place in the right time and just having me be there at the right time to pick the ball off.
Well, you give credit to a coaching staff. What has this staff done for Storm Lake football, in your opinion?
They do everything for us. They spend so many hours just watching film for us and writing down notes for us and doing everything.
How special is it for you now this year?
It feels amazing to have coaches like this. Like, I don't think any other season has had them like this.
What's the limit for this football team? Sky the limit for you guys?
Just as far as we can go. We're just going to go as far as we can.
Well, I know you will, and we've got Lamar Mulgate coming up. Kevin, congratulations, man. Great game tonight. And the Tornadoes, Kevin Ziavong joining us here in the postgame. 35-28, the final score. We'll have you hand the headset here to Lamar Mulgate, who has made his way up to the press box. Storm Lake scoring 21 unanswered points in a 7-minute stretch. Lamar Mulgate, congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate the crowd. The coaching staff, what are your teammates like? Is this a tight-knit group?
It's amazing. Every time we make a mistake, everyone just says, next play, keep your head up, next play. That's been our motto since the start.
You know, you had got us on the board right away with a 9-yard touchdown run. Can you describe that play?
I don't know. Our line up front, all game, they've been blocking. Right from the start, they gave me that open touchdown. I just want to thank them.
Yeah, they sealed off the right side big time, and you coasted into the corner of the end zone. Lamar, let's talk about this offensive line. We graduated 3 O-linemen from last year. How has this group gone together and has done so well?
I don't know. We've been a family ever since we were small. We've been playing since middle school. We always hang out together. It's just one big family.
Well, listen, you go hug some more family members then. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Super happy for you. Lamar Mulgate will hand the headset over here to a fellow junior, a fellow linebacker. I'm talking about Braden Hoops, who was an absolute animal on defense tonight. I don't know how many tackles you had tonight, kid, but you played a great game.
Thank you.
My goodness, what is this like?
It's just amazing seeing how much we can come together and really make a difference. All 40 guys suiting up, everything from practice to the games, kickoff, special teams, everything matters.
Yeah, you're on the field for special teams kickoffs. I know you make some plays there. You're on the field for offense. You and Kevin share some fullback duties. What do you like most, offense or defense? I'm curious. I'm guessing defense.
Yeah, I like defense. I like putting the hit on people. So
9 wins in 9 games, a comeback that no one will ever forget, but playoffs are around the corner. Have you guys even discussed playoffs? I'm guessing no.
We've been focusing on this game, and now that this game is over, we can kind of start to prepare this week and just take it 1 week at a time.
Any idea who's hosting the pizza party tomorrow at 10 for the playoff show?
Coach is doing it at the elementary, but he's providing the pizza and everything.
Nice. Nice. Well, he gets the big bucks from being the head coach. He can share, right?
Yes, sir.
Braden, hey, listen, are you going to get any sleep tonight?
Yeah.
You
after
are?
A while.
Yeah, it might take you a while to fall asleep. Enjoy the night. Let's get Kevin Duque over here. Congratulations, Braden. Braden Hoops, a junior linebacker, plays both sides of the ball, and so does Kevin Duque. The leading tackler on the Storm Lake football team joins us right now on 92.9 The Moose, online worldwide at stormlakeradio.com. 35-28.
Crazy, right?
Crazy.
Thanks for having me, brother.
You are welcome. Get crazy good. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even know how to explain it, honestly. It's just hard work, great coaching, and it's all coming together now.
You know, and talk about this team coming together from maybe a year ago when you guys were so close in a few games. 3-6 we finished. We turned that into 9-0. How have you guys done that?
It's just hard work over the summer. You know, we're putting in time in the weight room, working with coaches. Just we're all trying to get better, and that's why I think that's why we're successful. We're on the same page and just want to do the best we can.
I asked one of your teammates, what's in store for you guys next week in the playoffs? You want to comment on that, how far this team can go?
I think we can go as far as, I mean, state championship. It's just, we just have to play our best, and honestly, I don't see us being anytime soon.
I hope we get a crowd like this and then some next Friday night.
That's a crazy thing. It's awesome to see this community come together just for this football team, and we're just happy to be able to wear Storm Lake on their chest and play for them. It's a great experience.
What a great word right there from Kevin Duque, a junior. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the win.
Have a good night.
You too. Let's get George Sandoval on the radio right now. George, get in here. We got to take a picture, okay? Right. Turn around. Let Pops take a pic right here. Number 78 on the radio live tonight on 92.9. Congratulations,
man.
You.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. What is going on with the Storm Lake football team?
I guess just believing in ourselves and putting in all the hard work we can do, just doing our best.
Doing your best. I'm going to turn your crowd mic up here a little bit. Soft-spoken young man right here. I mean, my goodness, what's it like when you get the opportunity to go out there on defense from time to time, you sub in at that defensive tackle spot? How fun is that for you?
Oh, it's one of the best feelings ever, and especially getting a tackle. You know, it's not something you could do on offense, but when you go on there, you just go your hardest, best. It's fun.
Let me ask you, how has the transition been for you to center, the center position? Was that a smooth transition?
I would say yes. I mean, at first, it was kind of a sudden thing, but I did my part, took a ball home, did my own snaps, practiced, and tried memorizing all the plays as soon as I can. But I'd say it's been going smooth so far.
I would say, who's taking the snaps for you at home?
My dad.
Attaboy, Dad. Good job. Who did you look up to when you were younger? Did you have a football player that you kind of idolized? Anyone that you kind of looked up to and that made you work harder?
I would just have to say my parents, really. They pushed me to keep going. And I just had to thank them for making me stay out, even when I felt like giving up because of the hard days. But yeah, I have to thank them.
I'm sure your parents are very proud of you, George, as is all of the Storm Lake football fans. Congratulations
thank
on
you.
A wonderful regular season. Let's keep it going next
thank
week,
you.
All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. George Sandoval joining us here in the postgame. Oh, look at it. We got Jose Vega coming up here. Look at another offensive lineman. These guys don't get enough credit for the Storm Lake football team. I'll ask you now. You know, we've rotated a few players in on the offensive line. You have now made a move into the regular starting rotation at tackle. Has that been smooth for you?
Yeah, I think it's been a smooth ride for me. I'm sorry, I can't talk good right now. I've been yelling on the sideline.
This is exciting. Yeah, I lost my voice a little bit too tonight. Oh, my goodness. What were you guys saying in the huddle? Maybe on that last drive, tied at 28, the defense got the stop. What were you guys talking about in the huddle?
Well, in the huddle the whole time, we're just trying to pick each other up, trying to tell each other not to give up. We got this. We're a brotherhood, and we're not going to let each other down.
Man, this is a tight-knit team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Well, what are you going to do tonight, the rest of the night? What is on Jose Vega's plan of activity?
I kind of have to be up at 4 in the morning tomorrow.
4 in the morning? You got plans that early tomorrow?
I'll stay at choir.
Yeah, my goodness, are you serious?
My voice is gone.
Where does that take place?
I don't know. It just comes naturally, I guess.
Mom or Dad, the good singer. Let's sneak out of the way here for the gentleman on the road. Have safe travels home, guys, all right? Thank you very much. And, you know, what is that like for you, Mr. Vega, here to our right, visiting with the Storm Lake football players, to see from week one we get the Battle Axe Trophy. We win our two non-district games. We get the big win over Sioux City Healing. All of a sudden, the town is starting to talk Tornado football big time, and it grows and grows with every week. What has that been like for you to witness this and to see everybody coming together with Storm Lake football?
Well, just see the whole town come together. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen, because growing up, coming to the football games, you know, we weren't really that great. But now it's
the turnaround has happened.
Yeah.
And you're crazy. Part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck tomorrow at choir, and then good luck next Friday night. We'll see you here for the playoffs.
All right, thank you.
All right, we got more Tornadoes coming up here. Look out. It is Kale Shannon, another offensive lineman. Look at this guy stepping on live on Facebook. Thanks to Scott Randall, we are celebrating a Storm Lake Tornado win. Kale, have you ever been part of a game like that, Mr. Shannon?
No, I haven't.
I mean, when did you start playing football? Little kid football?
I started playing when I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Did you dream about something like this?
No, I never did.
But now it's happened.
Yeah.
So now you can dream sweet dreams all night tonight, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness. Take us to the sideline. Was there any letdown third quarter, early fourth quarter? What was being said on the Storm Lake sideline?
Well, what was being said on the sideline is that we couldn't let it get to us, that we had to keep going so that way we could win.
And he looks at the scoreboard and sees 35-28, home playoff game next Friday. Who have you looked up to? If you've been playing football since fifth grade, there has to be someone maybe pushing you, maybe someone that you saw when you were watching the high school team years ago. Do you have a favorite player from years past or someone you looked up to?
Well, the person that I would have looked up to is be my grandpa. He was a college...
Grandpa's name?
Steve Bottle. Yeah. I look up to him, and he gives me a ton of support. So does my uncle, Pete Bottle.
Yeah. Well, listen, my man, this offensive line this year, that was Rudy Week. He told me in the pregame that was a question mark coming into the season as we graduated three O-linemen from last year, but... You know, Mickey Vasquez and George Sandoval coming back, but here comes Dalton Lohman, Kale Shannon, Jose Vega, Josh Feltner's in there. I mean, what is it like for you guys to step up and play this big?
Well, at first, in the pregame when we went to camp, I was nervous. I wasn't sure what to expect. But now that I'm here, I'm sure I can keep going.
You feel like a veteran now?
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you and your teammates. Great job. You make Storm Lake so proud.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. A lot of modest individuals. I'll take that headset for you. We've got Scott Randall, Facebook Living, and we'll get the final stats of the game. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, Storm Lake Tornadoes still down on that football field, celebrating a thrilling victory tonight. 35-28 was the final score. We're not done yet. Here comes Dalton Lohman. All right, we got to get this fellow offense we've had. Well, we haven't had Mickey Vasquez and Josh Feltner up here yet, but we got Mickey in the on-deck circle. Attaboy.
Yeah.
Dalton, what do you have to say? I mean, is there anybody listening right now that might be on their way home, that might be on their way to a party, that might be on their way just – looking at all the green lights lighting up this town, what do you have to say right now?
Just very surprised and just the community and everything. I mean, what they have done is pretty awesome, I guess. Everyone coming together to support football.
And isn't this is special. I mean, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you the same thing I just asked Mr. Shannon, Kale. Were you nervous at all coming into this year, stepping into this varsity role that you have? Or what was your mindset? Were you confident? Were you nervous? What were you feeling back in camp?
Like the first three games, I was nervous. But then after that, I just got in the role of it, and I just started playing and playing and playing more. So I knew what to do and everything. And after that, I wasn't so nervous.
Who's working the offensive line the most when it comes to practice? What coach or coaches?
Coach Week and Coach I can't think of it right now. But.
Well, we got Meineke and Raveling and Black and Sullivan and Wilson and Fred and all those guys that do such an awesome job. Man, this is unbelievable. We got Johnny Sanchez. Look at Johnny Sanchez waiting in the wings. We got Luxus Intimath. Oh, Dalton Lohman, you want to say hi to anybody?
Just hi to my mom. I want to say hi to her because she...
Oh, my God, that's right. She's gone.
She's gone, yeah.
I forgot. She's out of town. Oh, Teresa, I'll never let her hear the end of it.
Yeah.
35-28 Storm Lake wins. Dalton Lohman, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the night.
All right.
All right, let's get the headset from you, and we'll hand it over to, I think, Mickey Vasquez is coming up here. I hope everybody's enjoying an extended post game as we visit with this district championship Storm Lake Tornado football team. We got the Mickey Vasquez. Look at this guy, number 70. He's taking the jersey off. He's flexing the pipes. Are you cold?
A bit, yeah.
A little bit. Well, I won't keep you long then because we got to talk about this Storm Lake football team. What makes the offensive line unit so good this year?
I feel like it's because we can get things done physically, but not only physically, we go out there very mentally strong and we prepare throughout the week and we just come ready to play.
How physical is this team? Because we see it for Storm Lake football fans on a weekly basis. You guys really take it to the opponent.
I really think that we have weapons all around our whole team and we're just a physical unit and we'll come out to play.
Mickey Vasquez is on the air in the postgame. If there's little kids listening on the radio right now on 92.9 KKIA, what would you tell them?
I would say go out for football every single year of your life, no matter whether you're small or big. If you don't think you're that talented, you're going to pick it up throughout the years, because football, you can be a strength anywhere, whether it's mentally or on the practice field, or if it's physically, if you're just a star player. You just got to learn young, and then you might turn out here and
be in the playoffs.
Yep,
and be
amazing.
Undefeated.
Yep. Just like third and fourth grade. I mean, this is the same team from third and fourth grade, and we have that same mentality. This isn't the same Storm Lake than what it's been the past years.
Yeah, you know, I've seen a few Facebook pictures of you guys when you were in third and fourth grade. Were you guys undefeated back then?
Yes, we were. We were undefeated all the way to the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, good. Hey, maybe we'll get to the Uni Dome for possible championship game. You never know. We'll worry about next Friday night when that happens. Mickey, congratulations.
For sure. Thank you.
Great season. Keep up the good work, and we'll get some more Tornadoes up here in the postgame. Who's next? We got Adrian Zavala. We have Johnny Sanchez, Luxus Intimath, and Scott Randall still waiting for his turn to share the final game statistics from tonight. But this is too much fun to stop talking to these awesome Storm Lake Tornado football players like the man to my right now, Adrian Zavala, who substitutes in often on the defensive line. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
What does this mean to you?
This means a lot to me. This is the first time we've ever been district championships. We're going to host the playoffs. We want a packed house again here in Storm Lake.
How about this crowd? How about this community? How about Storm Lake? You know that there were people from all – it's not just Storm Lake. I mean, people from surrounding communities are coming here to watch you guys play.
Yeah, like I heard some people from Alto are starting to come over because our games are getting so excited. Our fans is like, wow, like I never seen the stands so packed like homecoming and today.
Well, it is going to happen next Friday, too, when we host that playoff game. Adrian, anyone you want to say hello to that might be listening, might be home, might be driving home right now? Any shout-outs?
The coaches, family that came, the coaches always being there to push us to our max. I was sick today, had a sore throat, runny nose. Raven came up to me saying, hey, Savala, don't worry about it. Just try your best. We want you out there. Coaches help me. They inspire me to be out there. They're like, I don't know what to say. They're just the best persons out there when you're on this team.
I bet a victory tonight makes you feel pretty good, pretty healthy.
Yeah, it feels really good. Like I said, district championships never happened before, and I'm a senior, and hope that's the good thing, leaving our mark behind.
Amen, man. Hey, have a great Friday night. We'll see you next week,
okay? Thank you. Yeah, good night, too.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on a big win. And look out, Johnny Sanchez is here. Number 52 for the Storm Lake Tornado, starting defensive tackle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Have you taken a deep breath? Have you looked up at that scoreboard enough and still see that 35-28 score? Do you believe it?
Oh, at first I didn't believe it. Like, I was freaking out when we made that comeback. It was the best thing in the world. But, like, we kept together. The defense worked. The offense got us some points. And, like, that's what we do. We're a family. We work together for everything.
Well, I keep hearing the family aspect from you and a lot of your teammates. What do you guys do away from the football field? You guys do a lot of stuff together?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time, like, Parker always tries to get people to go to his house and hang out, watch huddle together. You know, that's something nice. He's always trying to, like, get breakfast. And, like, I guess we're always trying to, like, spend time together and get to know each other more. And that's what makes it even more special, you know, this season.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's great. What about the defensive tackle position? Because it's you and Devon and Shima. George Gonzalez, Sandoval comes in there from time to time. That's a rotating position, and you guys all play well and stay fresh out there.
Yeah, like I guess that's a really smart idea from our coaches that they put together to keep us fresh. For that, like we get to go in every other series and go as hard as we can because we're fresh, you know. And I think I like that because we get breaks and like everybody gets to play. It's awesome.
Yeah, you guys play hard.
Yep.
Gonna play next Friday night here at home.
Yep.
Gonna be a big crowd.
First playoff game, let's go.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be nice.
You going to get any sleep tonight?
No, I'm not.
He's not.
No,
He's
I'm
just
not.
Saying it right now.
I'm not.
Johnny, congratulations,
Thank
man.
You.
Very happy for you.
Thank you.
Luxus Intimath, let's get number 42 here. We'll ask Luxus, 35-28 Storm Lake Tornadoes. If you're just tuning in, scored 21 points in a seven-minute span in the fourth quarter to win 35-28. Luxus, if I were to say scoring a touchdown last week or getting this win, probably an easy pick. Which one was better?
Getting this win. Like, it was such a team effort. Everyone went out there, played their hearts out. And it's just great to put on a show for these crowds and keep our season going.
14-0 with 2 minutes to go there in the first half. What happened there in the last 2:06?
I think we started relaxing. We stepped off the pedal on a really good team, 7-1. We're 8-0. They're very similar, and you know, that just shows you that anything can happen in football. You can't give up. You gotta keep on going. Keep your foot on the pedal, 100%.
Well, I mentioned we scored 21 unanswered, but they had a 28-point stretch there for a while, turning a 14-0 deficit. Boom, early fourth quarter, they lead us 28-14. I asked a couple of your teammates, I'll ask you, what were the coaches saying to you guys at that point?
They're saying this is what this is going to show who we really are, a team. You know what they said the whole season? They were saying we're a defense that bends and doesn't break. And this showed that no matter what, we got to play with adversity and come out there and show them who we really are.
Who are you guys? You're the Storm Lake Tornadoes, aren't you?
Yep.
We are ready to go into the playoffs. And what a great game to get tuned up. This was like a big playoff game. Unreal.
Yeah, this is against a playoff team. And, you know, they had a lot of success in the past. So playing against them is just like playing a regular game in the playoffs. So this shows you how good these teams are going to be and how hard we got to play.
Well, Luxus Inthamath, congratulations. Super happy for you and your teammates and your coaches and the community. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. All right, Luxus Inthamath, our final Tornado football player to visit with us in the post game. 35-28 final score. Let's take one last break. We'll wrap up the broadcast after this on 92.9 KKIA The Moose.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch. You'll be feeling really great when you're filling up your plate at Pizza Ranch. 'Cause life tastes better down at Pizza Ranch. It's where life tastes better, so round them up and head her down to Pizza Ranch. Whoa, that's good.
On the van, stay warm. Hey, we're welcome back. We are live here at Storm Lake Tornado Field.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
35-28 final score. Tornadoes get the job done in an unbelievable fashion. My goodness, are we going to have a good time tonight? I might not sleep tonight. 912 Pierce is calling my name.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything. All right, are you ready for some unofficial stats?
Let's hear them. They all are right. Official, Scott. Yours okay. Are official.
All right, let's start with Sergeant Bluff Luton, as we always do, the visiting team. And Zach Schultz had 9 carries for 32 yards as the leading rusher coming in, holding him to 32 yards, but he did score 3 touchdowns on the night. Britton Delperdang had 22 carries for 75 yards. Chris Kroll, the quarterback, had 10 for a net of 10, and Braden Curry had 2 for 9. Rushing as a team, the Warriors rushed the ball 43 times for 126 yards. That's 3 yards a carry, isn't it? And through the air, between mostly Chris Kroll, but there was that one Connor Groves pass thrown in there, 15 of 30, 2 interceptions, and 1 touchdown for the passing for the Warriors. So again, 15 of 30, 2 interceptions, 1 touchdown for 216 yards through the air. So total offense for the Warriors, 73 plays from scrimmage for 342 yards. And very evenly split for the Warriors, as they had 196 yards at the half. And for the game, ended up with 342. So we held them to 156 in the second half. 16 first downs. Wow, ball control. 16 first downs, 7 penalties, 50 yards. But this is the statistic right here, 5 turnovers. 5 turnovers was the key, because when you hear our stats, that's what made the difference. Storm Lake, unofficially, individual statistics. Josh Words, 12 carries for 85 yards, had 2 touchdowns on runs of 36 and 15. Lamar Mulgay had 9 carries for 55 yards and had a touchdown run on his first carry for 9 yards. Michael DeMars had 6 for a net loss of 20, or excuse me, 5 for a net loss of 20, but the last couple were kneel downs to end out the game. Braden Hoops had 3 for 13, Kevin Duque 3 for 5, Parker Lang had 1 carry for 14 yards. As a team, Storm Lake rushed the ball 59 times for 152 yards. Through the air, Michael DeMars ended up 6 of 14, 2 interceptions, and a touchdown. Let me make sure I get this right. For 139 yards. So from scrimmage, Storm Lake also had 73 plays
from scrimmage for 291 yards unofficially, 152 on the ground, 139 through the air. Now, this is where the the turnover category makes a huge difference. Six first downs for the Tornado offense compared to 16. 11 penalties for 82 yards compared to 7 for 50 for the Warriors. We had three turnovers. They had five. And then the two turnovers at the end, that made the difference.
So let's think about this. For the game, we have six first downs, three turnovers, and 11 penalties, and win?
Yeah, because we had the five turnover, we were plus two.
Yep.
And we said I said in the pregame that if Storm Lake, won the battle of the turnovers, and the defense gave us a scare in the second and third quarters, but showed up in the fourth quarter late. Our beloved defense showed up in prime form to come out, and the offense, did a great job of big plays in the fourth quarter. Parker Lang with a 37-yard reception, Josh Woods with a 65-yard catch and run, and some big runs that he had. Josh Woods had in the fourth quarter for that 15-yard touchdown. I mean, just a lot of guys contributing. You could tell by player after player who comes up here. No one there aren't any
team mentality.
Yeah, there isn't any one person. It's a team effort. Everyone is lifting each other up, and that's been the story for this Storm Lake team this season. And, you just have to, if you're from Storm Lake, whether you lived in Storm Lake or currently live in Storm Lake, and you listen to what we talked to, about a dozen young
20,
men.
Maybe 20 kids.
Yeah, I don't know. you just got a real feeling for why they are successful, because they're, not only are they good football players, but they're even better people as far as just good young men that you want to represent your community and your team, and they're going to do us proud.
Next Friday night, we'll be here. Tornadoes will be hosting a playoff game in Class 3A. And again, the Iowa High School Sports Network has a big show now, a big production that they'll have at 10 o'clock tomorrow. That's when the playoff pairings will be released in all classes. We know Newell Fonda is in. Ridgeview lost tonight, so we'll be following two teams next week. You and I, of course, will have the Storm Lake game next Friday night. And I just want to thank Jeff Jones back at the radio station. Put in some overtime tonight.
Yes, he did.
And all the sponsors, this regular season, we always call it the fastest 9 weeks of the season, but this year we get bonus football. It is just so much fun. It's so special to be a part of this in the small way that we are. 35-28, the Storm Lake Tornadoes winners this evening, not only of the football game, a district title, the school's first ever 9-win season, and just winning this community over with their play on the football field, but as you pointed out, great people, not just on the football field, but all around aspect of life.
I was watching the, we had over 300 people live viewing during those interviews, and the comments that came up were how great it was to see those young men acting like gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They're representing not only themselves, but their school and their town extremely well.
9 wins, no losses for the Storm Lake Tornado football team. Coach Rudy Week looks like he's going to get some live airtime here in the sports on one of our television stations here from Sioux City. He'll be on live if you want to check that out. You certainly can. Don't forget the Saturday morning huddle show tomorrow at 9. Ryan Thompson will recap all of our fun Friday night football with our final episode of the show. Tomorrow afternoon, I'll have Buena Vista football from J. Leslie Rahman Stadium on the campus of BVU as the Beavers take on Dubuque. 1 o'clock kickoff. Good luck to Jay Anderson as the Beavers try to make it three straight wins. Storm Lake 9-0, 7-0 in the district. Sergeant Bluff-Luton, they're in the playoffs too. They finish 7-2, 5-2 in the district. And again, the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow, we'll know who we play next Friday night. We know this, though. It's right here at Tornado Field.
And we want to wish SBL the best of luck. I mean, it's a good football team, and we certainly do wish them well as they go on their playoff journey and whoever they face. Hopefully District 1 represents itself well next week. But, yes, we're going to be here next week. If you couldn't make it tonight,
get here next Friday.
Get here next Friday, because there's going to be a bigger crowd, I think, next week than there was tonight. And get here early.
Yes.
If you want to see.
All right. Well, I know my wife and kids want to get out of here.
It's getting chilly. It's getting chilly.
I got a lot of work to do yet at the radio station before we get to continue our Friday night of fun. Final score, Storm Lake again, 21 points in a 7-minute stretch in the fourth quarter, turning a 14-point deficit into a 35-28 win, keeping the season perfect. Thanks to Jeff at the studio, the sponsors, everybody here at the Storm Lake High School. Scott Randall, can't do it without you. Thank you for listening. Tornadoes win in thrilling fashion, heading for the playoffs next week. For Scott Randall, Chris Bachman from Tornado Stadium, thanking you for listening and saying so long for now.